Hi, this is Mark Levine welcoming you to another edition of On the Mark. As of this date, September 15th, 2023, I've had some medical issues and I've been unable to record my podcasts on a timely basis. I'm still having issues and promise to produce podcasts as long as I'm able. This podcast continues our journey in the world of toys and their origins. We all have had toys as children growing up. I know I was fascinated with toys I played with as a child. This is the second episode in a series of toys and their origins. In the last episode, I discussed the origins of the Slinky, Easy Bake Oven, the Erector Set, and Lincoln Logs. This episode is about Tinker Toys, Mr. Potato Head, Rubik's Cube, and of course, Barbie. So let's start with Tinker Toys. Who doesn't like Tinker Toys? Well, I remember sitting in my bedroom and trying all kinds of combinations of the round hole embedded wooden pieces and sticks to create geometric patterns of my choice. The inventor of Tinker Toys was Charles H. Peugeot, who first noticed children playing with empty spools of thread and sticks, poking the sticks into the holes, which inspired Peugeot. In 1914, he designed the first Tinker Toy based on watching the children. Well, Peugeot started manufacturing Tinker Toys in Evanston, Illinois. He then partnered with Robert Pettit and Gordon Tinker to market a toy that would allow children to use their imagination and enjoy playing with the Tinker Toys. Well, after an unsuccessful attempt at marketing a new toy at the New York City Toy Fair, the trio decided to return to Chicago and set up lavish displays in Chicago's toy stores. Well, this allowed Tinker Toys to find their place in the toy world, selling over 1 million sets within a year. Let's move on to Mr. Potato Head. It's another favorite of children in the 1950s. Yours truly included. The Mr. Potato Head was invented and developed by George Lerner in 1949. George would take potatoes from his mother's garden, and using various fruits and vegetables, he would make facial features for his younger sisters to play with. Well, Lerner approached toy companies with his discovery, but was quickly rejected. With WW2 still fresh in people's memories, the toy companies felt it was poor timing. Well, not to be discouraged, Lerner sold the idea to a food company for $5,000. Well, the food company included coupons in the cereal boxes for the Potato Head accessories. In 1951, Lerner approached the Rhode Island Hassenfeld Brothers Company. The brothers were quite taken by Mr. Potato Head, so they bought the rights to Mr. Potato Head from the cereal company for $7,000. The brothers gave Lerner $500 in advance and 5% royalty on each set sold. The first television ad in 1952, introducing Mr. Potato Head, became a huge hit. The Hassenfeld brothers earned over $1 million in the first year of production. In 1968, the Hassenfeld brothers changed their name to a very familiar name that you hear about all the time today. They became Hasbro, the third largest toy maker in the world today. I would bet most of you listening to this podcast right now has picked up a Rubik's Cube and tried to solve the puzzle. Well, a professor of architecture from Budapest, Hungary, is responsible for what we now know as Rubik's Cube. And this was in 1974. Ernio Kubik developed this magic cube to solve the structural problem of moving the parts independently without the entire mechanism falling apart. He called it the Magic Cube, and it was made of wood. It was shaped as a cube. And the Hungarian toy company, Plocktechnika, first manufactured the Magic Cube, and the multicolored cube was highly successful in Hungary. However, the realization of worldwide distribution was a challenge in this communist country. So in 1979, the Hungarian government finally allowed Rubik to share the Magic Cube with the rest of the world. Rubik signed on with the Ideal Toy Company, and they changed the name to Rubik's Cube with over, get this, 45 quintillion combinations. Rubik's Cube became one of the most popular toys of the century. The most recognized name in the toy world is Barbie. For over 60 years, Barbie has enjoyed fame and fortune. Ruth Handler and her husband, Elliot, were the founders of the Mattel Toy Company. Roberts noticed her daughter was playing with the paper dolls and decided to make a three-dimensional doll. Handler had made a trip to Germany, and on her return, she decided to fashion Barbie's appearance by a German doll named Bild Lily. The German doll was created to resemble a call girl from a German comic strip in 1952. She wore provocative clothing and was initially made for adults. Of course, Barbie wasn't going to be a call girl, so Handler decided to have her wear a full-body bathing suit with black and white stripes when she was originally made. Barbie was named after Robert's daughter, Barbara. Thus, Barbie was born Barbara Millicent Roberts. The Handler's son, Ken, was named Barbie's boyfriend. So Barbie and Ken were introduced to the world on May 9th, 1959, at the American International Toy Fair in New York City. Barbie and Ken were a huge hit at the toy fair. It wasn't long after that Barbie was hitting the market, and Mattel was manufacturing Barbie dolls and accessories at a turbulent pace. Handler and her staff developed new friends for Barbie and Ken, clothing, accessories, new theme Barbies and Ken, and have been developed over the years. In 2020, Mattel had sold over $1.35 billion worth of Barbie dolls, accessories, and associated items. And it continues on today. With the Barbie movie just coming out and released, is only going to increase the demand for Barbie products over the next decade. And as many toys have dropped out of sight over the years, a doll named Barbie still stands tall as a standard for fashion dolls all over the world. I want to thank you for listening to this episode of On the Mark. I appreciate your participation. If you have a suggestion for toys you'd like me to discuss and research for you, I'd be glad to do that. You can contact me at onthemark93@gmail.com again. onthemark93@gmail.com. As I said at the beginning of this episode, I'm having some health issues. I'll be in and out for a while, but I will try as much as possible to continue our journey in learning more about toys and their origins. Please give me a review after this. I'd appreciate it very much. And until next time, this is your host, Mark Levine, wishing you and your families good health and happiness.